Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Meanwhile, Gary Ellison, the former Packer and Badger running back, co-host of The Big Show on 105.7 FM The Fan, my co-host for the Green and Gold postgame show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. GE, what up?
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing wonderful, man. After we sat there through the entire first round of the NFL draft and it culminated, are you excited? I mean, because to me it looks like a draft that they picked up a couple of guys that they hope can start, and the rest of the guys are going to be depth and fighting for jobs, but the special team should get better. That's what this draft looks like to me.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think I guess the consensus mostly is that the cornerback they took, they move up and they gave a couple fourth-round picks away. I guess the consensus amongst most people that he's a real player. Now, once again, not a true, real big safety like they've had in years past. You know, the Ha-Ha Clinton Dix and Nick Collins, Morgan Burnett. He's way smaller than those guys, but runs a 4.3. Those guys weren't that fast. And another guy, they say that possibly you can slide him down into the slot and he can play a little cover corner for you. So, I mean, he's a little bit more versatile than what they've had in years past. They see he can hit like Bob Sanders. I don't know if you remember Bob Sanders that played for the Colts for a long time. But the other pick, the Rashard Gary, you know, Bill, you and I sat there, and we watch a lot of Big Ten football because we were right here, you know, we were right here in the state, was puzzling and because his just career at Michigan just didn't add up to the production. I mean, it just didn't. And then they announced they're going to put him at outside backer, and then they give him number 52, which is Clay Matthews' number. So apparently they have a lot of, you know, apparently they can get out of him what, you know, what most, you know, what they couldn't get out of him at Michigan. So that's a little puzzling.
So Rashard Gary, their first pick, what are your thoughts on him?
Well, I just think that you're taking a guy who's a lot like Nick Perry, whose hands was in the dirt for most of his career in college, and you're going to make him a stand-up backer. We've done that. We've seen that. And a guy, and from all what we've heard, is that he may have to have surgery on that shoulder. It may not be now, but at some point, you know, he may have to have it. So, just, you know, I just thought we were done with that.
Yeah.
You know, and if you move forward from that, Bill, the offensive lineman, I thought you needed a tackle, you know? Belaga is getting long in the tooth, right? Spriggs, you're not overconfident with Spriggs. One of those guys go down. You took a lineman out of A&M who's, I think he's probably a guard or a center. It's probably his best position.
The running back they took, Do you like the running back out of Notre Dame?
No, I like him a lot. Huge upside, Bill. The only problem with him is just the off the field stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing that you worry about. And other than that, the guy can play.
I just like the fact that they've got depth. Now, I know Matt LaFleur has talked time and again about they're going to, you know, use running backs and that he wants to run the football. And we've heard that before, so I guess until we actually see it, we'll have to wait and see. But I do like the fact that he's kind of looking as if he's going to be all in on the run game, as if the run game is going to become something as a part of the actual nomenclature of this team, where it wasn't before. It was all up to Aaron Rodgers. And do you like the fact that Aaron Rodgers is going to have limited ability at the line of scrimmage to change the play?
We'll see, buddy.
Yeah. That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, God, I just can't wait. And that's one of the things about this season, I think, that I'm most excited about. It sounds crazy, is how is all that going to work? Because Rodgers had full control under Mike McCarthy, and now you want to take it back a little bit. I'm just interested to see how that's all going to work. I mean, you know, we talked about, is he coachable? Is he not coachable? Well, we're going to find out, because it feels like that Matt LaFleur wants to be the play caller just about on every single play. Now, you're going to have audibles, right?
Right.
That's going to happen, but you're not going to have – it just feels like he's not having that carte blanche that he had on Mike McCarthy.
And we talked about the corner. We talked about the safety. I'm liking the fact that Jay Sternberger is going to give you a little bit. He's a receiver. He's more of a receiver at tight end from Texas A&M than he is a blocking tight end. I like the fact that they've got another available guy to go to in the passing game because they didn't go out and bring in a ton of wide receivers. I really thought they might grab one more, which means they really feel good about Geronimo Allison and Davante Adams, and they really feel good about the stable of guys they have that are bigger and faster in last year's draft than we'd seen in Green Bay in a while.
Well, yeah, and so there's your slot guy to replace Randall Cobb because that's what he's going to be.
Right.
He's going to work the middle of the field. Now, you can isolate him outside, but the tight end they took is more of a guy, JC, he's more of a guy that's going to work the middle for you. So that kind of lessens the load a little bit off some of those guys on the outside. Get Davante Adams freed up if you can. If you don't, then that middle is going to be wide open. So therefore, you got to pass the tight end. You're right. He's not going to block anybody, Bill. That's not his forte. That's not a strong suit. I mean, Jimmy Graham's not going to block anybody either. So, I mean, what you got right now, your top two tight ends are passing tight ends.
Talking with Gary Ellerson, former Packer and Badger running back, my partner for the Green and Gold postgame show. Tom Silverstein wrote an interesting piece about Mike Daniels. Does this team, because to me, I think Mike Daniels is one of the few football players on the defensive side. They've got a lot of athletes and a lot of guys with speed and size and such and interchangeable parts, but he's a football player. Do you get rid of Mike Daniels, or do you, I mean, because we know that most likely next year he's going to get a ton of money, he's not going to be back, so do you get rid of him?
Well, see, and that's the thing right now with the Packers, because they're such in flux right now with how they want to run their defense. I think if you look at Patton, what he's been able to do, he wants to run multiple fronts. Does Mike Daniels fit that? And what you're seeing now, these guys, they went out and got free agency. The Smith guys, the guy from Washington, guy from Baltimore, all these guys are bigger guys. Mike Daniel is not a really big guy. So it seems like they're changing the body types of the players that they have on the defensive side of the ball. So now, does he fit? I don't know. But just from the outside looking in and look at what they brought in, it's been big kids up on that defensive front.
And I like that. I'm all for the big, beefy guys. Remember when they went to the Super Bowl, they had a rotation of C.J. Wilson and Howard Green and Cullen Jenkins and Pickett. And yeah, I mean, they had a rotation. So, I look, the bigger the beef, I like it because that can push guys around. So
right,
I'm excited about
these guys. Yeah, these guys are more like, they're not Jewish peppers, but these guys are the more Jewish peppers built than anything else. So big guys, but athletic.
Hey, before I let you go, so we talked a little bit about Aaron Rodgers, but the way Matt LaFleur, it seems like he's getting more comfortable being a head coach. His speaking is getting more comfortable. Are you, because at first you didn't know. Are you as he talks more and more, and do you buy in a little bit more and more as to what he's saying?
I think so. I think you see the plan. I mean, you understand what's going on. I mean, we haven't been to practice yet, so I can't wait for training camp or one of these OTAs we can get up to, and we can really see him in action. But it feels like he's commanding the locker room. He's the guys respect him. Seems like he's got a plan. I mean, everything from the paint on the wall to a game plan, he's done. He's made a difference. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Always good, my friend, and we will see you soon, okay? Hey, enjoy Skipper Buzz today. I know you're out there hanging out. Maybe I'll see you on a pontoon real soon.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get a pontoon, Bill,
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, buddy.
Bye-bye. All right, buddy, see ya. There you go. Gary Ellerson joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. When you work hard, they're going to treat you fair. That's the way it works out there. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.